Blog Talk Radio.
Now, Dr. Praneet James, I want to say that I remember you, you were part of the How to Get Rich in the Hair business book several years ago. It's been several years at this point. But let's talk about your career. Now, with trichology, that's a big thing out there. We always have to tell folks, because not everyone is still, even at this time, as familiar with what trichology is all about. So let's start at the beginning. Tell everybody a little bit about what trichology is all about.
Absolutely. Trichology is the study of the hair and the scalp. I work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. So I actually take a holistic approach to overall hair health.
I see. And what does that approach include? Because when you say a holistic approach, what does that mean?
A holistic approach. I'm also a naturopathic doctor. And we take, again, the holistic approach, meaning I take approach from the body system. Our body has 12 different systems. So normally when someone comes in for hair loss, what I do is do a body scan. And what that does is it tells me exactly what body systems are out of range. So, for example, a lot of my women that come in, they have their glandular system is out of range. Now, the glandular system is the system that houses their adrenal glands. That's the system that helps them to sleep. That's the system that consists of, the menopause issues stem from that particular system, a lot of your autoimmune issues. So if that system is out of range, of course, it's going to reflect in the hair. So that's what I like to do. We get to the culprit of what's actually going on versus just topically treating. So about a 97% of my patients that I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, is the major contributing factor to the hair loss. So by getting to that culprit, we're going to prevent them from, spinning their wheels. Just like if someone has a circulatory system, you probably say, what does that have to do with hair loss? It has a lot to do with it, because if the circulatory system is out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair, because the blood, of course, the circulatory system controls the blood. And if there is a blockage or inflammation in the body, the blood is flowing to the papilla. The papilla is what feeds the actual hair follicle. So, again, if there's a blockage, then, of course, that's going to block the hair growth and cause, hair loss, et cetera. So, huge. Our body systems, if it's something that's out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair. Our hair is the barometer of our health. So, pretty much, if you have some type of, a major health condition, or if something is out of range, it's going to reflect in the hair first.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's
the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
More tools for tackling overwhelm. Number one, use the word no. Number two, consult your calendar before you say yes. Number three, clear your mind. And number four, get organized by prioritizing your week's workload. One of the best tools for tackling overwhelm is learning how to say no. Just no. I'm not going to be able to help you with that. No explanation needed, because when you start giving people your whys for your no, it opens the door to a conversation you don't want to have about something you're not prepared to deal with. So just smile, look, and say, oh, thank you for thinking of me, but no, I'm not going to be able to help you with that today. Next one, consult your calendar. Your calendar is a great bad guy, because when somebody asks you to do something and it's going to increase your workload to the point that it makes you feel overwhelmed, what you can do is this. Glance over your calendar and you have two responses. You know what? I don't see any time there. I'm going to be able to work on that with you today. Sorry. Or, you know what? It's 9 o'clock right now. I've got a little bit of time between 2 and 2:10. If you come back at 2 o'clock, I can spend 10 minutes with you on that problem. A lot of times, if the person doesn't have until 2 o'clock, they'll go find somebody else to help them with that. Right? Love it. Number three, clearing your mind. Clearing your mind dictates, if you're not a person that's already doing meditation or you don't have any breathing exercises, just get up. Get up from your desk, get up from the sofa, go into the kitchen, make yourself a cup of coffee, walk out the door, walk around the block, just do something that will get you out of that space and give your mind a chance to reorganize itself and create space for you to solve a problem, be creative, or move on. Number four, organize by prioritizing your workload. A long list of 26 things on every single line on a sheet of legal paper is not really getting organized. What I suggest is get a sheet of paper, put Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and start taking the things off of that list and putting them in the day that they're due. Then go back and prioritize them, because a lot of times what we do is we make this long list of things and we just start tackling the first thing on the list. And unfortunately, the first thing is not always the most important thing. And that's why we miss deadlines. I missed a really fabulous party that was thrown by Matthew Jordan Smith, the photographer in Los Angeles, star-studded. So if you don't want to be me missing important things, consider these four ways of addressing overwhelm by number one, saying no. Number two, consulting your calendar. Number three, clearing your mind. And number four, getting organized by
You've got something we want. And now is the perfect time for you to join our Hair Radio Morning Show Advisory Board. What is the Hair Radio Morning Show Advisory Board, Willis? It's a voluntary group of amazing persons from all walks of life who come together every few months or so to share ideas that we can add to our broadcast. Now, you don't have to be in the hair or beauty world to participate, and it's totally free. So if you are interested, simply go to our website at afrolockmagazine.com. Again, that's A-F-R-O-L-O-C-K magazine.com. And send us a message or call us at 862-277-0686. Again, it's 862-277-0686. Thank you.
As black women, we deal with it. The whole thing about, do you show up with your natural hair? You know?
Did not wear braids.
The current black. Yeah, I mean, we gotta
knees up on the beach. You know, it's like, because I thought about it. I was like, it would be easier.
For me, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, is just using this platform to expound on just all of the people that I reach. And mainly that is girls, women, it's everyone, but my focus is on girls and women of all ages, the youth in our community, health, because our health is our wealth. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. So focusing on our health and our wellness, our beauty, our family connections that are so, so, so very important. Family is the core of everything. And then also, Carrie, just continuing my civic responsibilities and just letting people know how very, very important it is to be a voice. Be a voice in your community, be of service to people, because that's what it's all about. You will definitely be rewarded. When you are of service to other people, it will come back to you and bless your life just abundantly. Just letting people know, just inspiring them, like with the hope of the day, continuing that, and just continuing to encourage, to uplift, and just let people know how important they are. It's important who you are and you realizing how important you are and just how much you matter.
Oh, we know, Carrie, we're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we're dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be all right. No, it's never going to be all right. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie.
That's
what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate. And you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, you know, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely.
I agree, and I think it's trusting, Carrie, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Carrie, and then we trust each other.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines. Now, I have to say, it's always special. Now, you guys, first, let me just remind everybody. We're at the Natural Hair Fest in Brooklyn, New York. It's Mark David Carter's annual event, and I am so super, super excited again in Brooklyn. Now, I've got to say, I'm looking at this incredible magazine. Okay, you got to first tell us it. Now, am I understanding, so is it behind the scenes? You got to tell us about it. And first, let's start with your name and where you're from, all that good stuff. Publisher to publisher.
It's so nice to meet a fellow publisher. Thank you so much. My name is Tajani Flurry. Most people call me PJ or Sister PJ. If we family, you know how it is. And yes, I've been a publisher for quite some time. I started off with Brown Eyes Magazine, which is a holistic health and positive entertainment publication. Then I graduated to other things like Behind the Scenes Magazine, where we do all entertainment, underground, the new ground, the mainstream, all of that we cover. And then I also have Keskia Magazine, which is a Haitian-based publication, cultural and enterprise publication for the Haitian community, as I am Haitian, so naturally. And also I run What's Open NYC newspaper guide. We cover everything that's going on in NYC.
Well, tell us now about publishing. You know we're going to talk some good. We're going to get down to some nitty-gritty. First, before we do, I just want to remind everybody. So tell us what about the theme. What about your magazine that you could tell us? What is the takeaway?
Well, there's amazing people doing amazing things all over. When we talk about artists, music artists, we talk about visual artists, people who are writing books. There's so much amazing talent out there, so much great businesses that we want to shed a light on them. I really started off with positive entertainment, really wanting to shed a light on those that take their time to really hone a craft that's positive and gives back in a meaningful way to the community, you know, give us some good vibrations for our ears. And that transcends into other parts of our life. So that's where I started. That's really my mission. And I also recognize that there are just amazing people just doing things, and I want to support that. I want to give people a voice as well. So there's been a lot of people that have come through my platforms, have written, have expressed themselves, and I think that's really important to just have that exchange of ideals between people.
I love it. I love it. Now, I want to ask you something that we're just learning about, really, as a country, really, and the world for that much, AI. Does that make you run and hide as well? As a person who's out there writing and publishing and promotion, artificial intelligence has taken center stage right now as of this broadcast. What do you want to say about it?
Well, I was very hesitant at first, and then I took an accelerator course, you know, in business. There's a lot of resources here in New York City for business owners. So I took an accelerated business course. It was a business course just to get us acclimated to, like, what's going on in the new age, right? Because what we did 10 years ago is not what we're doing now today. And so the instructor said, there's this platform, there's this service, use it. You know, don't be afraid. Don't get left behind on the curve. Because, you know, publisher to publisher, the name of our game is content.
Exactly.
We need content constantly.
Right.
Content is king and queen, yes. And so these are tools that assist us, not completely remove us from the writing experience or from that human touch, but more so as a supportive tool. Because what it does, what AI actually does with the ChatGPT and stuff, it actually allows you to do research and gives you a framework at the same time. So most people know you don't just let it write everything for you, but you can utilize it to help you crank out that content, that constant content, because we have 300 million people in this country, right? And we want to service them, and we want to give them things that are meaningful. So these are things that can help us, but it shouldn't remove the human touch at all.
I love it. I love it. Now, how can folks find your magazine?
You can
and you.
Oh, thank you. You can find me at PojaniFleury.com, and that's PojaniFleury.com. Know the name, Pojani Fleury, right? And you can, I think the best way is to go to our catch-all site, which is Brown Eyes Pub Group. It's the publishing group that I run that houses all of the publications. So again, that's Brown, like the color, Eyes, E-Y-E-Z, Pub Group. So short for publishing group. I'm sure you guys can figure it out. But definitely look us up.
I love it.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie
Hunt. I'm Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us again. It's been a long time. Well, she's done incredible work as part of the Sentencing Project that we're going to find all about and what they're up to these days. It is my true honor to bring back to the show for the very first time this year and for a while, Dr. Ganoush Naskal. Ganoush, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Carrie. It's so great to be back with you.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I have to... I've got to first go back to, like, the last time you were here. I mean, it's been years, Dr. Ganoush. But I've got to tell everybody, we love having you here. There's so much that's going on. And when you've, in the times that you've been on the show, you've helped to plant a seed and just kind of help to usher in community, you know, staying on top of what's happening in our community. Your organization, I should say, is what has helped to foster that. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of the work you and your colleagues are doing at the Sentencing Project.
Thank you. Really appreciate that, and I really appreciate your bringing our work onto your program and helping to increase public education about these issues.
Absolutely, and that's kind of where I want to jump on in, education on some of these issues, and particularly first, let's just start at the beginning. For folks who may not recall, there may be a few of them out there, not many, I'm sure. We have a lot of fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, but can you just remind everybody, what exactly is the Sentencing Project? Let's start there.
Sure. We're a research and advocacy organization based in Washington, D.C., and we focus on the criminal legal system. Our goal is to create a system that is more fair and effective, and that means reducing racial disparities in terms of who's impacted by incarceration and community supervision, addressing gender inequality, and making sure that incarceration is used as a last resort and for as limited amount of time as is necessary. And so we're trying to scale back the number of people that are incarcerated and tackle racial disparities. Those are our big goals. And we produce our own reports. We help to get people acquainted with academic research that's being done and research that's being produced by the government. And we also do a lot of advocacy work, partnering with advocacy organizations at the state and local level, as well as at the federal level, to try to translate the research that we're familiar with and producing into reform.
Now, Dr. Ghanouch, there seems to me in recent times, especially since we last talked on air, and it just, you know, I have to first get your opinion about things. When you see a lot of the dynamics that are going on politically and otherwise, I mean, it looked like we were kind of heading this direction when you were on the show, say, 5 years ago. But is any of it a surprise to you? And then we're going to jump on into this report. But is any of this where we've landed a surprise to Dr. Ghanouch?
Well, since I've spoken with you last, we've been going through this pandemic. And I must say, my expectation going into the pandemic was that there would be a much more willingness on the part of policymakers to finally put into practice what we know, and especially given the fact that so many people are exposed to coronavirus behind bars and are an especially vulnerable population, often in rural areas. So, you know, during this time, we've seen a reduction in the number of people in jails and prisons across the country, a bigger reduction than we've seen in other years, in particular because states and localities have been reluctant to send people behind bars. But what surprised me during this most recent period has been that reduction hasn't been even more, you know, but, you know, that there hasn't been an even more significant realization that so many of these people that we have incarcerated, and in particular, people that are serving very long sentences and that are older, that are especially at medical risk if they contract COVID, that have served substantial amount of time and are unlikely to be a public safety risk now because they're middle-aged or elderly.
I'm
surprised and disappointed that more of those people didn't get released during the pandemic. But I want to make sure that your listeners know that right now, in some ways, you know, we're seeing a continuation of the progress that has happened in terms of criminal justice reform. Things are not at their worst right now compared to when the prison population in the United States reached its peak level in 2009. So things are starting to climb down in terms of numbers and the overall impact of the criminal justice system. But that pace of progress has been much slower than we'd like to see.
Well, what? Let me ask you that. What do you attribute to that decrease happening? You know, what do you think is the cause of that?
Well, I think part of it has to do with the fact that between the 1990s, when crime rates reached their peak levels in the United States, and until right just before the beginning of the pandemic, crime rates fell dramatically in the United States. So like the homicide rate, for example, fell by 50% and other crimes as well. And so we reached a period of where, you know, levels of safety that we had not experienced before. And that's not to say that in certain communities, there's still there continue to be an unacceptably high level of crime that we needed to work and chip away at. So during the pandemic, that trend has started to shift, where because of all the social dislocations that we've experienced and the economic struggles people are going through, some rates of crime, in particular homicides, have been going up during the pandemic. But so let me just go back to the earlier period. You know, up until the beginning of the pandemic, crime rates fell a lot. And I think that made a lot of people willing to realize that, wait, you know what? Crime rates have been falling in a lot of countries. And the United States is the only country that has dramatically increased incarceration rates. And so that created more of a willingness to realize, actually, we don't need to incarcerate so many people in order to have safe communities. And then related to this, I think, is that mass incarceration is just so broad that it affected so many people. You know, a couple years ago during the, I think it was the 2016 presidential contest, the Republican candidates would talk about their connection to substance use problems. You know, this was something very new, right? In the 1980s, we didn't hear from presidential candidates talking about that kind of personal
Not
connection.
At all. Exactly.
Right? And And so there's been more of a willingness to consider a public health approach, especially to substance use problems. Of course, that has been limited, in that we're not seriously reconsidering what to do with people selling drugs. We haven't really ended the drug war, but there's still more willingness to realize that if someone has a substance use problem, sending them to jail or prison is not the best solution for them. It's very harmful for them and their communities. So I think some of these factors, you know, in addition to that, faith groups and faith leaders being willing to step in and say, this is, you know, the mass incarceration that we're seeing in the United States is at odds with the principles of faith that we're advocating for. You know, even people like the Pope saying life without parole sentences are like another death sentence and we need to work at getting rid of them. So I think there have been a lot of different groups, from different angles, beginning to get much more skeptical about mass incarceration and be willing to do what it takes to scale it back.
Absolutely. Well, listen, the reason that it was so important to get you here at this time, when I saw this report come out, and it's called Parents in Prison, and it's by the folks there at the sentencingproject.org. And I had to reach out to you again and just to say, please, this is so critical. It really focuses on women in incarceration, but it speaks to so many different areas that it touches. You spoke about, you know, the impact of the family and so many other, you know, folks because of incarceration. And that's kind of what I wanted to get into. I've got to read this because this is just beyond words. It's half of imprisoned people in the United States are parents of minor children who are under age 18, 47% in state prisons and 57% in federal prisons. And it goes on to talk about imprisoned parents of minor children are fathers, 626,800 fathers compared to 57,700 mothers. But a higher proportion of imprisoned women, 58%, than imprisoned men, 47%, have minor children. And that's between 1991 and 2016. And this is the latest year for which national data is available. The number of fathers in prison increased 48%, and the number of mothers increased 96%. And so this is what this report about is all about. It says it examines trends in parental incarceration, strains on families, and missed opportunities, of course, for interventions as well as recent reforms. I have to say, Dr. Nazgul Ganush is our very special guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show. When I saw this, and it's the very first thing that jumps out at you on this report called Parents in Prison, I just, I'm blown away at these numbers. I'm blown away at this. The whole thing is just, I have to say, Dr. Ganush, I might have to give you the wheel here. This is very disturbing. This is disturbing. And it seems to me, yeah, it almost feels like there is some kind of, I mean, you don't want to think about, you know, subscribe to conspiracy type thinking and stuff, but it just seems like it seems like a systematic dismantling of the family. Mm-hmm. And when you pull out a peg, you know, or a leg to the table, it's going to pretty much lean over and pretty much fall over. And that's what I kind of started to get from a lot of this. And it really, you really got to, when you're looking at some of this information, how do you not get, for lack of a better way to say it, worked up, Dr. Ganush? This is tough for me to see and read. So it's just, wow, I can't even imagine, you know, working in it, so to speak. But it's almost shocking to me. So are you surprised that on that level when you get so many, you know, the reaction like this, Dr. Ganush?
I appreciate this reaction. I hope that everyone reacts this way when learning about this information. And, you know, and it's intense for me as well to think about And the way that I'm able to, you know, the way my approach to it is, you know, this is heavy, depressing stuff, but also I hope that by educating people about these issues, that more people will come to the table and do what's necessary to help fix this problem, right, to become part of the solution. And I see this education process as being part of the solution. So, you know, I think that is I try to present the information in a very balanced way so that people who are reading this that don't agree necessarily that mass incarceration is bad can look at these statistics and say, well, these are accurate points, but I don't necessarily see a problem, let's say, right? Because some people will say, well, these people did something wrong. They're not in prison for no reason, right?
Exactly.
But the point of this research brief in combination with our other work at the Sentencing Project is to help people realize that, yes, many of these people did do something wrong. They broke a law. In some of these situations, the law that they broke is something that is driven by their substance use problem. So we're not effectively delivering solutions to them so that if they want to get drug treatment, they can get it right away, right? A lot, if they want to get mental health treatment, they can get it right away. Let's invest in those kinds of solutions so that we can minimize how often people are doing anything that even results in a discussion about whether or not they should be incarcerated. And then let's think about if we are incarcerating them, how long do we need to keep them there? And both of these questions of whether or not incarceration, what other policy response should we have, should really be informed by the impact that incarceration has on this individual, but also the broader impact that it has on their families, including on their young children, on the seniors in their family that might rely on them, the elderly that might rely on them for care, and then more broadly on their communities. So let's take a more holistic approach and think about if there is an underlying problem, what is the correct response? What do we need to invest in? And oftentimes the answer is, I think, something other than incarceration to help keep the person accountable, but give them the tools that they need to be successful.
I have to say, yes, I, of course, 1,000%. It seems like we're doing the exact opposite with, you know, the way that we are handling these incarceration, you know, the folks who are incarcerated. And particularly, I wanted to ask you about the women who are incarcerated. Now, what about, or even, you know, for anybody really, but the contact that they have, like you said, the children are affected by this. And so that's what I wanted to ask you about. I mean, to me, it's almost, I can't even fathom my parents, you know, thank God I've never had that kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
But to think about it, you know, kids in school, can you imagine? I mean, they would tease you if you, you know, if you wore a blue shirt or something. So can you imagine being a young child in school and through social media that didn't exist when I was a kid and being, you know, possibly teased about that at the very least? I mean, it's just so many ways you might not have food to eat to even when you go to school or good clothes because, you know, you only, you know, maybe just have one poor parent who can barely work and afford these things. It affects folks so much that I just can't believe that folks feel that it's okay to pretty much just lock them away and throw away the key type is the right approach. And that's the way a lot of this seems. I do want to say that on your report, though, Dr. Gadoosh, it is incredibly balanced. I went through the whole report, and I absolutely I love how you guys put this together at the sentencingproject.org, because at the end you do, you give, you definitely, you don't just leave us, you know, after kind of working us up, you give us some of the reform that's happening and some options. So I definitely want to say that. Now, if you guys are just tuning in, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special guest is joined us again after 5 years. I think it's been about 5 years. Yeah, we're talking to the one and only Dr. Nazgul Ghanoush from the sentencingproject.org. And they've put together this incredible report called Parents in Prison, along with so many other things that are out there. But Dr. Ghanoush, I want to welcome you again to the broadcast.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
Yes, it's really good to have you here. Now, I also want to just take a moment to inform our fans of the show that this incredible report, of course, it's available over at thesentencingproject.org, and we're going to put a version of it on our website at hairadio.com for our members. So it's free to be a member, of course, so you can go there and read it. Just go to hairradio.com. So back to this. This information, again, catches, you know, when you read it, you're going to be a bit surprised. That's all I can say for me and for folks who may think in that kind of vein. But I want to talk about the other thing that kind of caught me off guard a little bit. The idea or notion that the women who enter the prison system, if you will, you know, who are pregnant, right after they give birth, I think I read somewhere, that the children are, like, separated from them, like, within, I think, hours or something like that. Like, I just couldn't fathom that. And, you know, it was very surprising. To be honest with you, Ghanoush, it reminded me of the slavery that, you know, the times that you see on television when they would depict slavery. That's exactly what came to my mind first. I know that's a bit different, but that's what entered my mind, so I have to share that. So, Dr. Ghanoush, can you tell us a little bit or speak to that about, you know, the women who have to deal with a lot of this in a very hard way that you wouldn't expect? You would expect folks to be a little bit more understanding. So that's what I guess I'm driving at. But you know, so the women who enter this, you know, the prison system who are pregnant and having to deal on so many different levels. But I do understand that there are states who are trying to handle this in a different or more delicate or considerate fashion, I should say. Can you speak to any of that?
Sure thing. Yeah. So, you know, I think that overall, part of what really contributes to the tragedy of women's incarceration and the incarceration of pregnant women and other people is the fact that when women go into the criminal, into prisons, overwhelmingly they're going there because of a drug law violation. Men are more likely to go in there with a violent conviction, and it's important to have reforms in that area as well, but especially when you think about sending people to prison for drug law offenses, I think that's the area where it's easiest to see we're causing a lot of harm with very low evidence of, you know, ending the drug war or scaling back the drug war by incarcerating people. And so for women who are incarcerated, there's a possibility of them being pregnant. We know that roughly, you know, from the last year that we've seen data, 2016, 58,000 women were sentenced to jail and prison every year who were pregnant. And when they give birth, often they'll be separated from the child. The child will go into custody of a family member. And if there's not a family member that can care for the child, then child goes into state custody. And you know, it's a really tragic situation because, as you know, as you said so poignantly, you know, and as especially I think as women can feel who have gone through the experience of having children right after you give a child, it's such an important time to care for the child, to nurse the child, and these women are losing that opportunity, that important time to provide nourishment, love, and care for their infants. And so there's just the beginning of reforms that we're seeing right now with respect to that. You know, so overall, we've seen that states have begun scaling back the drug war more than they have begun scaling back incarceration for other kinds of offenses. So that, of course, benefits women overall to the extent that, for example, California's law, Prop 47, Oklahoma's reform, Senate Question 780, these kinds of reforms that scale back incarceration for drug offenses disproportionately benefit women. But we've also seen some more specific reforms as well. So, for example, in Oregon, There's a family sentencing alternative pilot program, which encourages consideration of community-based programs over incarceration for women overall. Hawaii has a similar program as well. There are a number of other states that are operating some similar programs to think about diverting women from incarceration. And then for pregnant women in particular, there was a proposed reform at the federal level. The First Step Act, which passed actually, prohibits the shackling of pregnant people when they're giving birth. And, you know, that's just unbelievable. You know, in some states, women are still delivering babies while they're shackled. And it's just, you know, an atrocious thing.
That screams slavery to people of color. How can it not? I mean, it's just okay.
You've got to see this. It's incredibly disturbing.
Yes,
it
is. It is very disturbing. Wow. But some of the states, as you pointed out, they're at least somewhat waking up. The other thing that caught me, and this is everybody who are these folks who are incarcerated, who their families have relied on this SNAP benefits and things like that, nutritional, you know, to get balanced diets and all of that, and to have it, it seems to me so much politicized where so much was being taken away, and then certain folks are trying to work towards, you know, bringing it back to a big degree for, you know, it's just, it's convoluted. So we're glad we got folks like you, Dr. Kanush, to stay on top of this.
Thank you so much. And if I could just add a little bit more, I wanted to make sure your listeners know that there are also some specific reforms that have happened, like in Minnesota, to divert pregnant women from incarceration in particular, and to authorize their early release. So if women are pregnant or postpartum. So there are models out there. We just need to have, you know, have them scaled up and expanded to the rest of the country. And then, like you said, to make it possible for even for women when they're released from incarceration, or even if they were never incarcerated at all, but if they just have a felony conviction on their record, there is a big effort around the country to make sure that they can access cash assistance and food stamps, and that their conviction, their felony drug conviction, doesn't bar them from accessing those benefits. Because one thing I just wanted to highlight for sure that listeners understand is that we've been talking about these issues generally, and you talked about slavery and how this echoes, you know, so many of the visuals and understanding that we have of that system. But of course, you know, this system of mass incarceration overwhelmingly impacts people of color. You know, a lot of children now, over 5 million children, have experienced parental incarceration at some point in their lives. But it's especially Black children that have experienced this. And when we talk about limiting access to cash assistance to food stamps, it's overwhelmingly Black children and Latinx children that are not able to have that kind of stability in their lives that come from those kinds of government services as a result of their parents' conviction.
Absolutely. And that's where the politicizing of these things, it really takes its toll, to put it mildly. I have to say, Dr. Kanush, what about the future? Before we let you go, what about the future? What do you say? Those are some of the reforms that you mentioned. Where do we see ourselves going in a few years and the way that you see this?
Well, the work that we're doing at the Sentencing Project is to continue for calling for scaling back incarceration, not just for nonviolent offenses, across the board, for thinking about, you know, why are we sending people to prison and for how long do we need to keep them there, to scale back what are considered the collateral causes of incarceration so that people are not barred from employment and from government services once they have a felony conviction. So we're working on those kinds of issues, but also doing more to try to advocate for other solutions to the problems that mass incarceration is supposedly trying to fix, right? So like I mentioned earlier, we need access to health care, to mental health care, to substance use treatment. We need to make sure that we're funding those kinds of services at the level so that you know, in, I know that especially in rural places, for example, in some places people say, well, we don't have a drug abuse program here, a drug treatment program, so there's nothing to do but to incarcerate women if they get in trouble with the law and they have a substance use problem. We need to make sure that that's not happening and that we have the mm-hmm. kind of, you know, first go-to solutions that are, that promote community, that support healthy families. And so expanding access to healthcare, investing in housing, education, family services, these are the kinds of things that we are advocating for at the Sentencing Project instead of mass incarceration.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, I just wanted to remind everybody, the report again is called, titled Parents in Prison. And again, our guest today, Dr. Nazgul Ghanoush from the sentencingproject.org. And you can read the entire report there. I'm sure you'll feel pretty much like I felt. So definitely check it out there. And also, we'll have a version of this on our website for hairradio.com members. Again, Dr. Ghanoush, let's not do 5 years. We want you back again soon. Please come back and join us. You help to keep us on track in this community. The Hair Radio Morning Show, we're all big fans of the sentencingproject.org. Thank you for all that you're doing. So I just want to thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I would love to be back again soon, and hopefully we'll be talking more about solutions and less about problems as time goes on.
Absolutely. I love that. All right. Folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more to get to this morning on the Hit Radio Morning Show. Stay with us.
Problem is, though, is that folk don't know what they got until it's gone. They don't know what it is that you bring to their life until you exit. They don't know how much you be saving them, just spiritually, mentally, emotionally. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand the amount of pressure that you relieve from them and from their life from simply being there, picking up the slack, answering the calls, doing this and doing that. They don't understand that until you stop. And the moment that you stop and you let life go ahead and hit them, then all of a sudden, here they come. They running you down. They calling you. They texting you. They trying to do everything up under the sun to finesse their way back into your life. There they go with their sweet voice. Now they sending you the little crazy text messages trying to remind you of how things used to be. I don't care. I don't care. And I don't care. I'm out the door now. I'm outside. I get what y'all say. I'm outside with it. I don't want what I used to want no more. I don't want to be there no more. I'm no longer interested. Your access is denied.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species. No victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist. And I know where my voice belongs.
Well, it's a time to spread some joy, to reflect on the past year, this type of thing. For me, as far as like ultimate holiday of all time, I don't know. But I am a Christian, if I can say that on the air. And so it's one more extra time to pay attention to Christ. But I walk with him daily. So let the people have their fun. Let the kids have their, you know, whatevers. But Christmas is just an amazing time to set aside and just reflect and enjoy.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God.
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know?
It's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hoskins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, happy mid-show. It's Friday morning. Of course, it's December 8th, 2023. It's our show number 931. Show number 931. It's mid-show. It's our second hour.
Again, about 7:04 in the morning if you are on the East Coast. 6:04 for Central Time Zone, folks. Let me go ahead. It's Fan Day Friday, and we're live. Let me bring to the line, of course, the one and only Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi.
Good morning. Happy
second
mid-show.
Hour
Happy broadcast. Fan Day Friday.
All the above. Me,
those
boxes are going to check them. Yes. Well, listen, I tell you, it's our show number 931. I'm just blown away that we are getting so close to our 1,000th show and then beyond.
We are.
So,
we
are moving along. I didn't want folks to think that we're only going to 1,000 and that's it for the morning show. No, we're going to go beyond, and I'm super, super excited about that because there's a wave of change that we're working on to bring all kinds of content. I was listening a little bit earlier to the publisher who was on at the Big Natural Hair Fest last week, and what she was saying is that true. Yeah, content is king and queen.
Yes,
that's right. I was very impressed. So she, it was a very good show. So again, shout out to Mark David Carter. I am looking forward to his next event. And it's actually inspiring me to take a look at doing a new live show. So we're looking at that.
Okay, Gary, let's go.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about it. Those live shows are a lot of work. And they take a lot of time to do it right. And so when my plate is full to the brim already, literally. So we have so many projects that we've got to do between now and then.
Right.
So maybe I'm hoping by the end of 2024, we'll be able to get back to some live events and stuff like that. But until we're still working on some touch of live projects, I call it. So we're working on some different things. You'll be able to watch us on the Salon TV network and do a whole lot of things like that until we come to your neck of the woods in person. So lots of good things are on the way. Right now, of course, we have the Hair Radio Morning Show. And again, we're pushing that to celebrate 1,000 plus shows and so much more. And I just got to say, I really have been enjoying, normally on Fridays it's a little bit lighter, but I wanted to get on this Parents in Prison piece that we haven't run in a while from the Sentencing Project folks and Dr. Ganesha. I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah,
very important. It comes under the Hair Radio Morning Show's umbrella of community and our commitment to making sure everybody's good. That's the secret to America succeeding. Everybody's got to eat.
That's it.
Real simple. It's not a secret. We've got to eat, and everybody has to be treated just as well as you want to be treated. We're not even going to say, better, but just as well as you want to be treated. I think America, one day we can turn the page, but it seems like we're going in the reverse. We're stuck in reverse, dealing with folks who are very selfish and not thinking about the great efforts that is needed in the political process to make a change.
Yeah.
We have to stand up for one another. And I think before we stand up for one another, we got to learn to stand up for ourselves. And I'm talking about the political folks who are not doing what's necessary to make sure that everybody is living an inclusive life. Just partisan politics, going through and just corroding what's left of our society. And the fact that it's representative in that you have someone running for president, someone who's literally been found on 91 counts of all kinds of things, running for president of the United States, who literally, right in your face, was the catalyst of apparently, in my opinion, of what is tantamount to an insurrection, and that's what I believe is sedition. And so to me, to see this kind of thing where these are folks who are, you know, I would be embarrassed to even be connected with anything like that.
Certainly
so would. I'm hoping.
But people don't seem to mind and still supporting.
I think they do mind. No, it's not that. You know what it is? They are supporting the common threads of crazy, you know, whether it's racism, greed, and all things like that. And that's really the connection. Yeah, I don't think it's about support. It is about hearing those dog whistles to things that are disruptive and not good for our society. And that's where they meet. They meet on in an unhealthy place.
Right.
And those are folks, again, it's not everybody. Let's not
no,
be fooled.
No, not everybody.
And,
not at all.
And all of this can be turned around. There's a lot of
that's
things
that's why it's so important
united.
For people to register to vote and exercise your right to vote.
You've
I talk
got
to so
to.
Many
we don't
people
have because,
that still don't vote.
Yeah. Right. Well, voting is, and that's the beginning of being, really aware. I think you have to, like Nicole Marie says, you've got to go out, folks, and vote. You've got to stand up for injustice. We've got to, that's the only way I can see it. I don't know anybody who wants to live in a dictatorship. You've got to be crazy. You know, if you think this is going to benefit you somehow to have some kind of autocrat, I don't know what else I can say. I mean, just the fact. But see, again, that may not be what's actually happening. That may be what the message is. That may be what the message is. And what the media gets on this discourse and puts out there, because they're the ones, if there's a winner in all this, it's the media who gets to
so
create
true.
The chaos. That's what
That's
happens.
It.
They normalize this kind of thing. They normalize this rhetoric, this vitriol. And here we are. And it just destroys. We talked about dismantling the family earlier on the show with the Dr. Kanush, but, you know, it's not just the family that's being dismantled. It's democracy. It's our opportunities to be treated fairly. And I just, you know, I'm just blown away. And I just hope that that this upcoming election really reflects what we are doing that is going to change things. I think, and I think it has that potential to do that. So we're going to stay. I'm hoping that you know that the law works, and what do they say? Justice works, and we throw folks in jail.
Justice prevails.
You know, because it shouldn't be the parents in prison. It should be that you person that's on trial now. So that's all we're going to say about that. So listen, Nicole Marie, we have just been killing it on the broadcast this week. It's hard to believe that it's already Friday.
Friday.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Friday.
It's been a great
it's
week.
It's hard to believe. It has. It's been a great week. It's been a fast week. We've had so much wonderful things going on. We've shaken up things a little bit. We're turning things around. We've got a new focus going forward. And I want to talk a little bit about what's happening on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I put out this wonderful little banner, flyer, whatever you want to call it, on social media that really talks to our upcoming, what do we call it, our upcoming New Year's Eve celebration.
Right.
And Nicole, have you been part of our New Year's Eve celebrations that we've done in the past?
I certainly have. And it's so exciting. So exciting.
Well, thank you for that.
So many different guests and just a fun time. To bring in the new year.
Yes, and we, I'm real happy about this because we have it all official. We will be on the air that night. It's our nighttime. It's the first time this year that we've actually been on at night. I can't believe a whole year's gone by. Normally we'll do once a year. I mean, other than our New Year's Eve, we'll have time to kind of do that. But we've been so busy that we didn't get a chance to do a nighttime version because so much is involved doing a nighttime version.
So much.
And it's not easy because a lot of the things that we have, you know, in the mornings, we talk about the morning show. Well, at night, it's hard to talk about, you know, we're like, good morning, and it's these little things. So it's a whole, when we do the New Year's Eve show, it's an entire thing that has to be done. The whole program literally has to be kind of revamped. And so it's a lot of work, but it's a New Year's Eve
so
this year. It's so much fun. It's Sunday, December 31st, 2023. We'll be signing on at about 9:30. We'll start our radio red carpet, we call it. So we'll be kind of doing a little quick 30 minutes to kind of warm you up. And the actual New Year's Eve party celebration starts at 10 p.m. that night, New York time, 9 o'clock where you are, Nicole Marie. That night, we'll be hitting the airwaves with special guests. Great music, and I mean, we go in on that music. That's not what your normal hair radio
Looking
morning show plays.
It.
Yes, I'm super, super excited. We're kind of getting a little, a person that's going to host our red carpet. We'll kind of talk a little bit about that, and I'm super excited. I mean, it's going to be a very special event. You don't want to miss it. Here's the thing about the New Year's Eve party, the radio party, is that there are lots of folks. We started before the pandemic. We've been doing this each year, but it kind of emanated from the fact that folks did not want to go out.
Right.
You know, they've got family. They've got spouses and children and grandparents and all this other stuff, so they wanted to be home and have a shared family experience. And with Dick Clark being gone, I was not happy with the folks that they got doing the ball drop, and I'm right here in New York City. So I said, there is a ripe opportunity for the Hair Radio Morning Show to turn into the Hair Radio New Year's Eve bash. And we do our own thing, connecting all of us from all over, not just the country, but the world, literally, with our broadcast. And so for us, let's see, Australia, they get to the new year before we do. So maybe we'll get Catherine on to talk a little bit on our show. And it's been a while, so I'm going to get some special folks that you really haven't heard from. And we'll be working on all of that in days to come. And I'm just... You know,
wonderful.
This is the beginning. Let me tell you, now, do you have any huge plans this year? Anything special you're looking to do for New Year's celebration besides the Hair Radio Morning Show turning into our New Year's
Eve
party?
Not right now. I haven't planned anything just yet, but usually it's just family, just our family together. You know, we're playing games with the kids. We're watching movies. Just
now,
enjoying
so do the kids stay up late to watch? Do the kids stay up late to count down?
Yeah,
oh, that's
my kids
fun.
Are night owls, so they're up.
they're up.
Yeah, especially when they're out of school on their breaks. Oh,
yes,
they thoroughly
enjoy
that time. They're up.
Wow. Well, I can't wait till everybody tunes in to the broadcast. I really can't. We'll have to see what Michael Hopkins, our wonderful talk about community. We were listening to all this about the community earlier on the show in the first hour. Well, Michael's a part of that community programming right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. He's the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show from 8:30 to 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday morning. So the real good stuff. We're going to check in with him and find out what his plans are for New Year's Eve.
All right.
And what he's got in store coming up. Michael will be with us in about 5 minutes or so, 5 or 6 minutes. So we're looking forward to that. Now, Nicole Marie, talking about mornings and nights and all that wonderful good stuff.
stuff right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, I'm just always happy because we get that burst of morning inspiration is what
yes,
I call
we
it.
Do.
And yeah, so I'm always because you know there's so much going on in the world, and we kind of need to take that little step back sometimes. Well, I guess kind of almost every day, and balance
right.
out all that negative that you get a cavalcade. As soon as I wake up in the morning and I turn on the TV, there's a cavalcade of things that I just am like, oh, brother, can I just get back
right.
under the covers, you know, and kind of go
so
back
true.
To sleep, right?
Right.
But the one thing that I kind of move and push along is because I know I'm going to get that burst of hope in the morning from Nicole Marie with her wonderful hope of the day. And I'm just always so excited. So here's the new intro that we created just for Nicole Marie. Take a listen.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right. Wow, Nicole Marie. So I'm always excited mm-hmm. about this. So what's on tap today's hope of the day?
Well, the hope of the day for this Day and Day Friday is surrender to music. Create your own
Ooh.
Music library. Lose yourself in the rhythms. Be transported by the stories and melodies. Music starts where the world stops, where the words stop, excuse me. Let it wash over you. Surrender to its mysteries. Back to you, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Wow. Well, you just really sparked the whole thing for me. the surrender to the music. I love it. I do. Patrick always nails it with this, these wonderful, encouraging tidbits that you share each day. When you said lose yourself to the rhythm, I thought you were talking. Yes, there was a song that I think I used to hear on the radio. Called Slave to the Rhythm.
Yes,
I don't
know I remember
you guys
that.
Know who that is, but it is the remarkable Grace Jones. And I met Grace, of course, one time only in my life.
Right.
But, that was her song. But, yeah, so I'm inspired by that. Surrender to the music. We surrender every day to the music here
every
on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Every day. And the music helps to shape what we do. So I love it. It can uplift. It can change. Sometimes if you broke up with your girlfriend or your boyfriend, it can, you know, make you get back together. You can
right.
kind of, you know, it makes you, it creates certain feelings and all of that. And can just, and so music is inspiration all by itself.
It
really does.
It is.
So what
I love
it.
The
words in. The music begins. So I love it. Great. What about yourself, Nicole Marie? Are you one of those folks who will play music at the house and all of that?
Yes, yes, yes. I love music. It's a release. It's a break, almost like reading books. It kind of takes you away. I love to dance and to sing. And, you know, we do that at home, just having fun. It's just a relief.
All right. Well, then I know where we're getting our talent from on that New Year's Eve special. We got a new performer. I can't wait to get Michael's opinion on this. Nicole Marie, I think that is absolutely awesome. Well, speaking of music, today we have our playlist. Of course, we kicked off with Anne-Marie and Just One Thing. We also got we had heard from Kenny Rogers, Winona Judd.
with Mary Did You Know. We've got Tory Lanez and also Michael and a whole bunch of folks on the way, as well as some more Christmas music. I'm just excited about it all the above.
Yes,
I love our Friday playlist because a lot of times we do a lot of upbeat, you know, like I was saying, it's Fan Day Friday, so we like to keep it upbeat. But this really, we're in a little wistful mystery. What was that that you said? The mystery thing going on. I love all that.
Yeah.
And, so we're having a good time. We are having a good time.
Fun.
It is Friday. So let's see if we can kind of wake up Michael Hopkins, who's usually a well awake. Let me see. Michael Hopkins, the host
good
of That
morning,
Talk Radio. Good morning.
Wow. Yes, wow. Good morning, good morning. And one more time for a 5-4 effect. Good morning.
All right, Hopkins.
I love it. Music and more music. Yes.
All right.
For me,
thank you.
You know, Nicole Marie and Carrie, for me, music paints a picture. It creates a story. It can inspire someone to do things. That's
true.
What I love about music. And that's why I learned to play the guitar, because I heard music from my all-time favorite guitarist is Jimi Hendrix. And he created pictures in the 60s that are still relevant in the 21st century. I can name so many artists that's what I love about music. Certain songs, and Carrie, you know, you touched on something that to me is just very personal when we talk about music and being in love and all that. And that's one of the ways why and how I met my girlfriend, who became my future wife, through music. And
oh,
to this
nice.
Day,
wow.
You know, to this day, there's certain types of music her and I enjoy. We've been enjoying the same music ever since we were teenagers.
Well,
same
you're
going
to have a chance to enjoy a little bit more in just a moment, because we're about to throw to our song.
All right.
Sounds like a plan to me, Carrie Hines.
I love it. But I'm glad that the music inspires you, Michael, and it really does. And Nicole Marie, great job. You know, don't ever undercount, or whether that's not necessarily a word, but don't ever dismiss how important music is. Music really does.
Very much so.
Right? On our show each day, it shapes everything.
Transformational.
That's right. It's transformational. And we just love it. We just love it.
Listen,
folks, on that playlist today, I kind of, you know, and let me just say also real quick, I want to make sure that we get to, in our spotlight hour, a couple of the things that have bubbled up this week. There was a story about the young fellow who was suspended twice. I don't know if you guys heard about that, for his hair. Again, in school, he was suspended once.
Yeah.
Got over that one. It's suspended again. So we're going to try to tackle that in the next hour, as well as talk more about this upcoming New Year's Eve celebration. So we're going to close out the week on a high note here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Very excited.
But first, Nicole Marie, let me get on this song. I wanted to kind of, just kind of go back a little bit on some of this, as you guys know.
Okay.
We, like Nicole Marie said, well, you said it, Nicole Marie. It's about, what was that with the wonderful mystery? Well, listen, I had to, with that little clue, I have to get on Miss Anita Baker. We'll see you.
I knew you were going to do that.
I knew Michael knew.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. We'll be right back, folks.
Have a very special guest with us today. She is an author. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome Miss Gloria Lee. Gloria, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
I thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it is my pleasure to finally get you on our broadcast. Now, I have to just jump right on in. You are the reason we're celebrating the Women of Courage Month all month long. And I like to say this, it's not just this month, but it's every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we want to start by you telling the folks all about your beautiful books. You've got two, and they're titled Women of Courage. So let's start with book one. Tell us a little bit, what exactly is Women of Courage all about? Tell us.
I began writing the books because I wanted women to understand how much courage it takes to be a woman. See, our courage is not acknowledged. Men acknowledge their courage. They speak about courage on the battlefield. They speak about courage being a minister. But female courage has never been acknowledged. And that's wrong, and it has been used to enslave women because it does not let women understand the power that they have inside them. And I began writing the books because I wanted women to see other women who have succeeded because they had courage. So I had began to research my mission, actually, when this first started, was to find out why men killed women. So I began researching that. But as I began to research, I began to gather other information, and I began to see that part of the problem was the fact that women did not acknowledge themselves. Women have been told that they're servants, that they're supposed to serve. Correct. That's fine. But they haven't been told that they have a right to be their own person. And because of that, women live desperate lives. They live lives that they hate. They learn to despise themselves. And in turn, they are unhappy. For years, especially between 1920, 1950, women either drank in the basement, they'd have a little sherry every day, and then when tranquilizers became part of the vogue, especially for white women, okay? They began, the white doctors would prescribe them tranquilizers. This was based on the theory that women were hysterical, okay? So this part of their spirit had to be controlled through medication. But actually, what was happening is women were internalizing their anger and their rage because they were forced to live lives that they did not want.
Wow. Just plain old deep. What can I say? We just love having her on with us, Gloria Lee. Michael Hopkins, that was Gloria Lee, who we love having on the show. Just wanted to remind everybody, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Carrie Hines, it's Friday, December 8th, 2023. We're live. It's our show number 931. And kind of get something on in the next half hour as well, because, again, it's the end of the year. Taking a look back at resolutions. And I got to see, don't know what we, you know, it was kind of like a time capsule that we planted back in January. And I believe we have a little bit of an update on this. So we're going to look at this and we're going to get this on in the next hour. So you don't want to miss that. Yeah, I think that's going to be fun, Michael Hopkins.
Oh, I think so too, Carrie.
Yeah, so we're going to just take a listen and see what it's about. And then we're going to talk about that, Michael, because that's coming up very, very soon. You know, we've got the end of a couple weeks. It's time to get those resolutions in shape. So we're going to be talking about that this morning in the next hour. So I'm looking forward to it. And so much more. So, you know, we've got so much. This is, to me, this is really the holiday season, which kind of starts, you know, a little bit before Thanksgiving and goes clean on through all the way to Valentine's Day for me and for the show. We've got so much that we got to keep it kind of popping, right? So lots of
very much so, Carrie. Very much so.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Michael, did you happen to hear in the first hour we talked a little bit? It was a little strong. It was parents in prison. And I just wanted to, every so often, you know, a part of this on the Hair Radio Morning Show is to talk about community. You know, it's hair, beauty, and community. So this is something that was a strong topic, but I think it was
very
well
much
worth
so.
So good stuff.
Very
and
much
then,
so,
yeah, and I still enjoyed the middle part of the show, and I love the effort that we had on. I love the talk of music with Nicole Marie's piece that she does in Hope of the Day. And I'm just enjoying the broadcast. What can I say? It's
been great, Carrie. And I love that piece you put on about with parents and the whole incarceration system.
Yeah.
I love it. And the reason why I loved it, Carrie, is because I used to be in law enforcement in the Washington, D.C. area.
Oh, I thought you were about to say you were in prison.
Well, no, I wasn't incarcerated.
I didn't know where you were going. You guys have to know, Michael, we're not in the same room, so I can only go on those words from Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. You know, we're all in different states, you know, for you guys
pretty much out there.
So. I'm taking away a little bit of the radio magic this morning. But what's so funny is, Michael, I didn't know where you were going with that. I was like, Michael's got a confession this morning for us. That was, yes, but no, I'm just teasing you, Michael. But you know what? It really is a serious topic. And I have to tell you.
Yes, it is.
So thank you, Michael. And I always think of you with that and your career. In law enforcement and all of that, and we salute you. You've always been a man of service, literally.
Very much
and
so,
being a
veteran.
You know, so we appreciate that. You add that community into our broadcast. So I thought it was a fitting way to close out the week because we had on not just the Vet Talk radio show that aired on Tuesday mornings right here on our network. You can catch Michael every Tuesday at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central for the Vet Talk radio show. You help the veterans with their, you know, disability compensation and all of that.
Right.
But just in addition to that, we're talking about voting and getting folks out to show up at the polls.
Very important.
We were talking about that mid-show.
Yes.
And my community involvement, Nicole Marie's community involvement in Mississippi, Michael's, Vet Talk radio show, and we got on an extra episode this week and how exciting that was.
Oh, yes.
And all
oh,
of
yes.
that. And so our commitment,
beautiful.
We don't just say we're hair, beauty, and community. We are hair, beauty, and community.
And community. Yes.
Yes. So
very
I'm
much
super
so
excited.
Very much so. Very
well,
much
Michael,
so.
Yeah, so lots of good things. And, you know, what can I say? We're just killing it. And,
yes, we are.
You know, so, yeah, really good stuff. So, listen, we've got a lot more to get to this morning. Next month starts all the coverage on Dr. King. So that's going to be also quite interesting.
Right.
And
don't want to miss it.
Yeah.
You don't want to
no,
miss it.
And, yeah, and you know what? I think I'm feeling that because I want Mary to remind us of all the different things that we might have known about Dr. King and things that we probably thought we knew. But our coverage isn't just, you know, in the middle part of January for Dr. King's actual birthday or even the holiday. We celebrate Dr. King every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. He inspires us with our programming and what he is all about, was all about, you know, and his legacy is living on through all of our work. So listen, I'm going to get this on. Mary's looking at 10 things that, you know, she usually does a breakdown of things that we probably thought we knew that we didn't really know.
Right.
So we'll get this on. And we'll talk. So we got a lot to talk about in the next hour, Michael Hopkins.
Very much so,
Karen.
Yes.
Oh,
very
now,
much
before
so.
Before we get to the Dr. King piece from our vault, anything you want to tell us about Vet Talk radio show for next week?
Oh, yes, Karen. Very much so. We're going to have a great topic. We're going to be talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, better known as PTSD. And
well,
there
you
are
know
some,
what, Michael?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
what I was
you.
Going to say is there are some secondaries that we're going to dive into. So can't wait, Carrie. And
all right.
Those everyone out there, Tuesday, be there or be square.
All right. Haven't heard that in 35 years. But listen,
give or take a few, right?
Give or take. Now, yeah, so what Michael's talking about with the PTSD and the secondaries, which is, you know, this is great. And it's kind of in the vein of your recent three-part series on tinnitus, where you looked at overlooked secondary claims, you know, that would help so much to add to the bottom line in their monthly compensation. So, you know, really good stuff, Michael. I cannot wait to hear this on PTSD. PTSD is, again, sadly, it's not just the plight of the veterans, but, or anybody, you know, everybody's coping on some level with something. And
very much so.
For the veteran, it takes on a whole new level. And Michael's going to really delve into that next week. I can't wait to hear what you've come up with, Michael.
Oh.
So I'm just concerned that is going to be such a big topic. I don't know about that you can cover that for the rest of the year. I really do
very
much so.
Much.
And I was just thinking as you were saying that, I wanted to see if we can get on one of our wonderful psychologists. So we'll work on that behind the scenes, and we'll bring you that when we have that as an update. So, Michael, good stuff. So, listen, why don't we, it's still Christmas, so So why don't we pick it up with that, and we'll take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. You need to keep it right here.
That's
for the
right.
Radio
don't touch that
show.
Dial. As we
yes,
used to say,
right?
Terry, don't touch that dial.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Stay
as
with
a Christian,
folks.
Christmas is very special for me as we celebrate, you know, the birth of the Savior. So it's definitely all about family and just enjoying renewance and the fact that we get the chance to actually enjoy each other and celebrate and just, you know, celebrate God's graces. This is it. This is Christmas.
Hi, this is Eugene Davis from Conversations with Hare. And I want to say that Christmas to me is about taking a pause, stepping back and spending time with friends and family and just reflecting on what Jesus did on the cross for us. It's not all about buying presents, but it's about appreciating what he actually did for us so that we could be free and we could live a life in peace and harmony. That's what Christmas means for me. So everyone have a Merry Christmas and just love on each other and love thy neighbor.
And in our world, You're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Kerry Hines. We have a very special guest with us today. Now, he is the CEO and founder of Mainline Concepts International. The Hair Radio Show would like to welcome Reno Frost. Reno, welcome to Hair Radio.
Thank you very much. How are you doing today, Kerry?
Doing great. Now, we want to jump right on in. We have a lot of exciting things to talk about in the way of hair loss and hair loss prevention and all of that. But first, Reno, you must tell us, what exactly is Mainline Concepts International?
Okay, that's a good question. Mainline Concepts was established in 2009 as a hair support system that is simply composed of organic and all-natural ingredients that actually work through different mechanisms by way of synergistically stabilizing the adverse effects of hair loss, whether it be alopecia due to taking medication, hormonal changes, things of that nature.
Okay. Now, okay, that's a good way to start. Tell us a little bit more. Let's first identify. You mentioned organic. Let's break it down in terms of what exactly is organic that you consider organic and what are vegan products.
Organic is when you're dealing with like different like ingredients that are stated that they are organic, they have to go through a certain process to be able to express the fact that they are organic and advertise as being organic. So essentially what happens is they are manufactured differently and have a tendency to have a greater impact, particularly in products and how they interact with the hair and the scalp. In our case, specifically with dealing with hair loss and products that are associated with stimulating healthy hair growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a good start to it. Now, we're used to some of the typical treatments of the past where they were, taking medications, in other words, pharmaceutical products. And a lot of companies are out there, they come up with these quick fix type of products, that the pharmaceutical companies may create. And my fingers are doing the little quotes here for hair loss treatment, end quote. So we want to know, and our fan base, our listeners out there, we want to know what are some of the alternatives, are there any alternatives, or is this product an alternative to those pharmaceutical treatments that, we've been inundated with in the past?
Oh, absolutely. One of the reasons that we went in the direction that we are in at present is because we wanted to offer an alternative to the pharmaceutical approach based on, number one, it comes with no significant unwanted side effects like the pharmaceutical products that are on the market today that are established to essentially stimulate hair growth, or some claims are that they make hair growth, which, that's a whole other story.
Right.
But what we offer is a product that doesn't come with the risk of side effects. And not only that, so what makes this product so interesting and how it interacts with the scalp is because it's composed of herbal and botanical vitamins, nutrients, along with other minerals that interact with the scalp favorably, that are full of antioxidants, and what's most important is it's compatible with the pH level of your hair, which is very important, with all the different products that are out there, particularly with shampoos and all these other products that have a high range that is completely out of the range of your normal pH level, which is 4.5 up to 5.5. And it actually affects the growth phase, which is the anagen phase of your hair.
Tell us how. Yes, Can elaborate on that for us just a little bit, if you don't mind, Reno. That's important.
Certainly, sir. Well, the normal pH balance of your hair is 5.5, and that's when it is at its strongest range. Anything outside of that range can be an issue at some point with the manageability.
Okay.
Leaving your hair to remain healthy in long stages. So it's always best to use products that are composed of natural ingredients and that will interact with your scalp and your hair favorably.
Well, that leads us right into where we want to know or what we want to know, and that is please describe and tell us about some of the products. We were able to go and take a look at your fantastic website, which is why don't you tell us what your website is?
Well, we have a website, of course, it's biofollicle.com. That is the name of the product, that offer a range of different products. Our main emphasis is hair loss prevention. And we kind of stress the word prevention because basically what that means is that you want to prevent the problem before it really starts. And using the right type of products can enable you to do that, whether it be through using a hair loss prevention product or the right shampoo, the right conditioner, or certain oils that interact with the hair and help stimulate the hair to remain healthy. We offer a hair loss prevention system that is composed of a shampoo and conditioner that is actually it's a premium sulfate-free shampoo that is certified cruelty-free through Leaping Bunny, which is one of the largest organizations in the world.
Wow.
That process encompasses you verifying certain claims with your product, at which point, if you're successful, you are allowed to put the logo on your products. And that kind of makes consumers feel a little more comfortable, particularly the individuals who are looking for cruelty-free products that have no petrochemicals in them, no animal testing, et cetera, no parabens. And that's what we offer within the system. Also encompassing the system is a treatment spray that is supposed to be applied after you use the shampoo and conditioner. But what the shampoo, more importantly, what the shampoo does, once you use it, it removes the pollutants, the impurities, and the toxins from the scalp. And these are things that we don't even realize. I mean, just walking around on an everyday level.
Especially in New York, which is where I am, where we're broadcasting from this morning.
Yeah. Well, that is a good point that you just brought up. And we don't even realize it, but When you're using a shampoo like the ones that we offer, which are all 100% plant-derived, they're vegan shampoos. They're designed to do one thing. It's to cleanse your scalp. And once you go through that process, we have what's called a treatment spray. It's a hair support system that you apply to the scalp. And how it works is it stimulates the blood flow beneath the scalp, the capillary loops, which is a leading cause of hair loss, believe it or not, because the blood flow is the supplier of the vitamins and the nutrients that the follicles need to survive. Without that, without adequate blood flow, the follicles cease to survive and they eventually die out. That's why you see people walking around not really understanding why they're losing their hair, causing frustration, emotional problems, relationship problems. It can be a different various aspects that people go through the hair loss, and then they're looking for the right solution, and unfortunately there are a lot of products out there that are not the right solution. So the reason why we
use the organic and the all-natural and the vegan approach because we have researched and found out through study that this product has an 89% success rate, that these type of products with these type of ingredients do give results.
Terrific. Now, I want to talk more about that right now. And first, let me just remind everyone out there, you're listening to the Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And we are really getting to the, you know, nuts and bolts of this. My special guest today is Mr. Reyno Frost, and he is the CEO, the CEO of Mainline Concepts International. And we're talking about hair loss prevention, and his company, his wonderful company, has a great deal of natural products that help in the war, the fight against hair loss and preventing hair loss in the first place. So we're excited to have you with us. And we want to remind folks out there, they can find out all about your products and what's going on at Mainline Concepts International by visiting your website at www.biofollicle.com, and that's spelled B like boy, I-O, and follicle like your hair, F like Frank, O-L-L-I-C-L-E.com. So we want you to check them out. And we'll link you as well once you go to our, you know, from our page as well at Hair Radio. So now, what's next for you guys? And any big breakthroughs that you see in the way of studies and things like that, or any recent developments as well that might make us think differently about hair loss that you're aware of right now?
Yes, we actually just rolled out a 100% organically grown argan oil, which most people who have experienced using argan oil are amazed by the effects that it has on the hair and skin and the cuticles. One of the highlights of argan oil, it instantly penetrates into the hair shaft without weighing the hair down, because some people associate oil with, you know, hey, when I put oil on my hair, it's had this adverse effect, particularly in situation where it's humid out. Argan oil works a little bit differently than that. The scalp actually absorbs it rather quickly. And one of the good things about argan oil is that if you use like heat appliances on your hair, like blow dryers and hot combs, it protects your hair against heat appliance and chemical damage and things of that nature. And it also instantly repairs and revitalizes dry, damaged, and frizzy hairs as well. So this is something that you definitely want to take a look at if you're using heat appliances on your hair, or you have damaged hair or frizzy hair, things of that nature. And it also hydrates and conditions the skin, provides excellent elasticity for the skin, and shows visible reduction in continued damage to coarse wrinkles or fine lines in the eye area. And it's also, again, it's cruelty-free as well.
Wow. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We are definitely talking about natural products.
Absolutely, across the board.
Well, listen, folks, you have heard it right here at the Hair Radio Show, and we want to thank Mr. Reyno Frost, and we want to remind you to certainly visit his website. Again, it's Mainline Concepts International, and their website is biofollicle.com. So, again, hair loss prevention. It looks like you guys are leading the way, and we want to thank you for being with us today, Reyno.
Thank you very much. Pleasure, Salman.
Stay with us, everyone.
The shop money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming, because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan, or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips
rush to the hair show. Yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper. Make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap. Money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick. Now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance. And that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick. Now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
All right, we're back live. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, we are taking a look at resolutions. And I've asked Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart to give us a hand. Mary, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Kerry.
Yes, hello. Great to have you. Now, listen, I want to jump right on in. This is something that, you know, this time of the year, shall we say, everybody's talking about resolution. But many of us don't know how it began. We don't know why we make them. We don't know why we break them. And yet we do it every year. So, Mary, what can you tell us about resolution?
Oh, I am so glad you asked. I know some stuff here. So,
right.
Here's the history. It's not even a new thing. They've traced a celebration back like 4,000 years ago to ancient Babylon. And they
ancient
had
Babylon?
Babylon, 4,000 plus.
Wow.
So they had a celebration. It was like 12 days. But the thing is, it was in March. So that's when
March.
They planted crops. March. They planted crops. They had, you know, celebration, just party. They crowned their new king, all kinds of good stuff, right? And it went that way. And if you think about it, it makes sense. Spring is the start of so many things, right? But
yes,
Julius Caesar and his Roman Empire and his taking of things, right? He's the one.
Yes.
That switched the calendar, right?
Right.
And switched everything.
For July, I think I heard.
Well, he switched it to January.
Oh, January.
It was like 46 BC. Yes.
Wow.
So all that celebration and new life and all that stuff that was, he switched the calendar and the day that we celebrate. And instead of it being like the 12 days,
right.
One day. And so that's when that was when one big switch happened. Right?
Wow.
But fast forward a whole lot of years and a lot of religious stuff. And around 1740, one of the clergymen of whatever religion, they decided that it was a time to think about all the bad things that you did. Instead of celebrating anything, it was like time to reflect and think about bad stuff that you did and search for atonement. So, you know, there's a lot of religions that have watch night services, right? You familiar with any of those?
Yes, I've heard of that. Yes, right. Yes.
So the watch night services that we have, that kind of took on some of those beliefs, right? So you're not participating in this party celebration stuff that the secular people do. And so that's another way that they started making resolutions for the next year. So you think about the past naughty things that you did, right? And you make resolutions for the next year to do better. So that's where we are right now. Yeah.
So that has remained.
Yeah, wow. It is definitely a thing. And so right now, instead of making religion, making pacts to, you know, society at large, they say that about 45% of people make pacts to themselves or resolutions for themselves or promises for themselves. Guess how many percentage are really kept, though, Carrie?
I'm going to say it's a minus zero. I'll say half. We'll say, folks, really make an honest attempt. And let me, I'll say generally I'm believing half the folks keep it. If I look at my own personal, measurement of success over the years, I'll tell you, mine would be below zero.
Wow, that's funny. Well, there's still room, my son. No.
Thank you, Mary.
They say that about 8% of the people who make resolutions.
8%? That's basically nobody. I'm sorry, folks. That's like 92% of the folks do not. I thought I was like, I felt kind of badly saying that, but basically nobody. But why, okay, so Mary Reed Johnson, then why does this tradition, exist or continue? What do you say to that? Why does it continue?
I think it got bastardized way back. Yeah, it got bastardized. So when you change the date of something, spring, we know generically spring still comes, spring's still here, that's replanting, that's growing, that's all the positivity and upbuilding. Yes. So when some group decided, well, I don't control that, so I'm going to switch it, and he put it in the wrong spot, right? He put it in the dead of winter just for control. So he bastardized it from right there. He chose the matrix. And so that is not how it's supposed to be. It's just even contrary to nature. So then they took it and they bastardized it yet again. Back to religion. And I love me some, Jesus and whatnot. I didn't put the sun in the sky. But in any case, whatever you believe, when they took it and they, instead of making it a positive, uplifting, building, growing thing, like, with the earth and how it works, they said, well, we're going to say this is bad, and you're going to think about all the naughty things that you've done and whatever. So they twisted it. And so with all these twists and turns, then, of course, it's against your nature, right? And the other thing that we did, we made it about, instead of community and the earth and all the positive things that are there and taking, feeding into that, We fed the negative.
We turned it inward,
and
right.
So the resolutions that we're making now are about ourselves, and so that's not even how it's supposed to be. So I think knowing these things, we can turn it around, and maybe 8% of the people already know, and that's why we even have the 8%. But it's been twisted and turned and bastardized, and we lost the true meaning. And so that's why we're not successful. But we can get back on track.
Well,
we can get back on track.
Exactly. And that's what I love about this. And that's what we're going to do, is take steps to get to inform you how you can get these resolutions back on track. But I'd like to lead off with Mary Reed Johnson. First of all, great job. And thank you so much on the background of resolutions and why we make them. What I'm leading to are some of our resolutions, because no matter how much the challenge is, we still make them. Whether we vocalize that we've made them to our friends, which I usually do to, hold myself accountable, and I'm sure you guys do this out there as well. So I have about five that I make, and we tend, as you just reported, Mary, we tend to make several, all of us make this, maybe one or two are the same, but I think maybe more than that, okay? So I think all of us make, let's take it from number five for me.
I would say that my big thing that I have added would be personal relationships. So I've been hoping that I'll be able to grow closer to family, to friends, to my amazing fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, to my Facebook followers, to our co-hosts and wonderful folks, colleagues here on radio. So that's one of my big, big things. And then, of course, that's my number five. But Mary, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, in light of that, I have one on my list, and it's you already have a wide audience and a wide group of people. So whatever people have, I'm encouraging them as far as to make the world a better place next year, is to widen your circle of people. Add five people to your life who are different than
Hold that. Those are great. I'm loving that. So I'm going to give you my five, and then yes, give us some of your wonderful things that we can overall do to look to improve our lives. So my number five was personal relationships. Okay. My number four, clean up my social media. That's my resolution for 2022. So that you guys out there know for this year, this wonderful celebration time. So that's my big thing, social media cleanup. Mm. What's third on my list is make mo' money. I call it the 3 M's. Make mo' money. And that means a focus on finance. Yes, looking to see some of the things that I did great during the year and looking ahead at some of the things that I plan to do following this amazing time in our lives, as we all know.
Yeah.
And number two on my amazing list, you're going to be surprised about this, but it is, like everybody else, better. Eat better, which means taking a look at some of my dietary concerns, some of the ways that, I'm, not looking, eating more vegetables, bad dietary habits, casting them to the side, and looking to improve my vegetarian intake, more natural foods and less processed foods, if at all, and that kind of, in that kind of vein. And would you like to know the number one, my number one resolution for this wonderful season? Would you like to know what that is, Mary? You guys
know.
Out there can pretty much guess. Health. You want to take better care of your health. So I guess number two kind of feeds into that, literally. But yes, I want to kind of exercise, right? I want to exercise on a daily basis, at least 3 times a week. So not to overdo it, because I think, going back to what you said, Mary, when you aim too high, it becomes too much of a challenge, so you're less inclined to keep that. And if you fall off the wagon, so to speak, you don't get back on. So my belief is, if you fall off the wagon, you pretend like you didn't, and then you just keep right on going.
Wow.
So that's my big number. That's my five, big resolutions. Now, what about you, Mary Reed Johnson?
Well, we're all
over similar
places. Yeah, basically to make the world a better place this year. Number one, I encourage everybody to read the book of Proverbs, because it's about behaviors and being a better society member. Two, like we talked about earlier, widen your circle, add about five people who are different than the other people in your circle, right? If we know more about each other, we'll communicate better, we'll get rid of some stereotypes. That's my theory. Number three, get stuff done. So instead of waiting for stuff to be perfect, just get it done. That's my number three. Eat your elephants. So there's, like, sometimes people have big problems and they don't want to face them, they don't want to deal with them, they don't want to adjust them. But if you pretend that it's an elephant, you can eat an elephant, and you just do it one bite at a time. So start it, do it, and by the end of
the journey, your elephant will be gone. And then the last one for me is pray for success of myself, of other people, of, you know, people outside of your circle, of the earth in general, just kind of to get back to what it was supposed to be, positive and uplifting and upbuilding society. So I'm going to pray for success. I'm praying for fruits of, you know, efforts that are put forth. And that's my five.
Well, I think those we can lend to some wonderful aspirations for all of us. And I think for you guys out there who are tuned in, let's not make it something that's so big that you don't tackle it. As you said, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's what you just said, Mary, and I love that, and that's exactly correct. So what you want to do is, start small. Like I said, I'm going to just start small. And my aim is for only three times a week. And so that, and if I get there, and if I only do one time this week, that's good enough, because that's one more than I would have done had I not made the resolution. So really
good
stuff. Absolutely.
Kerry, do you have that resolution list out there still?
As a matter of fact, yes, I do. What we shared this on social media, which I absolutely love, this amazing list of resolutions that we tend to share each year. And I think this is everybody. But Mary, why don't you take a look at some of those so we can kind of see what folks, I think some of the ones that we have not mentioned are on this list. And I think you guys are going to love it. So let's take a look, Mary. Why don't you kick off with some of those that are on there?
Kind of related to what I was saying, join a club. You know, something that you like or whatever, just join, and that way you can make some connections.
Plan a vacation. That sounds good.
Yep, I see plan a vacation. And I think experiences are, well, travel is a really great teacher, so I like that one a lot.
Yes. Well, you know what? I'm gonna take it from the top, because I think,
all right,
just so that we said it to you guys out there, right?
Okay. Yep.
Now they say, Mary, building a budget. This isn't. It doesn't look like it's in any particular order. And for you guys out there, it's on our social media, on my social media, Kerry Hines. We'll put it on the Hair Radio Morning Show page. And as well as at hairradio.com, H-A-I, I believe it's already there at hairadio.com, and just go to our fan page. You'll see it there already. And so, yes, they lead in with build a better budget, which all of us can agree. What I love about this, it includes something that we haven't talked about, cook one new thing. We talked about food, but this says cook one new thing. Not bad. What else did we not say, Mary? Reading a book.
We don't read, apparently. Read a book.
And we need to. That's why it's on this list. And the very next item says read more books. So it's really telling us to read. Now, speaking, you did mention this, which is to join a club, which I love this because this is expanding your circle. And that's important to do. Even during these difficult times, we can still look to do that virtually. And that's what this is all about. One cleaning schedule. So that's interesting. I love that, too. And you know what? I'm going to take that to heart. That is to build a cleaning schedule so things can get done on a more regular basis and more effectively. Draw with chalk. I don't know. That's like saying take time to be a kid. Yeah, drawing with chalk. So you go out to your sidewalk, and you remember as a kid you might have done hopscotch and things like that, you know, with colorful chalk.
Oh,
so it's just giving you permission to still be a kid at heart. Drink less alcohol. Okay, we can all benefit from that, those who imbibe at all. Drink less alcohol. That's important. Say no more on that one. Stop smoking. If you still smoke, whatever you're smoking, stop it. That's never good. Okay?
This was on my list. Eating. Exactly. We want you to be around. And eating veggies regularly eating vegetables. And that was big on my list, as you heard. Share your resolutions. And this is what I kind of led in with, Mary, sharing my resolutions. Because
we're ahead of the game. We're almost at 8%.
We are. Yes, well, I love this because if you share them, you make yourself accountable. They have a greater chance of success, the potential for success. Right. What do you think about that?
I think this is excellent.
Okay.
Dare I
and
say
do you
most
see
excellent.
There? Yes. Well, what, Mary? We have try a new diet plan. That's on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one I certainly didn't put on the list, doctor's visits. How do you feel about that?
I think it's important. As a matter of fact, it's smart, and you can do it. Like, that could be your annual thing that you do for yourself. Go to visit your doctor and your dentist and all of that stuff. Good idea.
And they say, yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you, Mary. And take the stairs, which is interesting. Okay, instead of the elevator, take the stairs. Walk down, walk up those steps. You burn great calories. Here they speak of calories. They say cut calories. So cut down on those calories. We know they are there. Again, it harkens back to my diet and eating better type plan, and I think this is a reminder of that. Become a plant owner. I love this. I don't have any live plants in my office here, in my home. There are no live plants, so I'm going to go back to that and put some house plants in that we can take care of. I think it helps to keep things in life around you.
Absolutely.
Are you a big plant person? Do you have a green thumb, Mary?
I actually do, but I go in spurts. So sometimes my plants get so big and I don't like to move and I'll give them away, you know, this type of thing. So
yeah.
I do actually have a pretty green thumb.
Okay, all right. What about planning a vacation? This is something that is really high on the list, planning a vacation, which I think this time of year you want to think about. Certainly it should be on your resolutions list. That's something you should look at. Even if you can't go now, I think putting the plan into action kind of starts the ball rolling.
Well,
and what do you think about that,
Mary?
You
know, there are staycations. You can explore your neighborhood or set up stuff in your house and treat yourself. I mean, there are staycations. It's okay.
Wow.
I think travel is always a good teacher. So.
Well, I tell
but
you
something.
You don't
have to go far away.
Well, we're going to have to do that right here on the Hair Radio Show, and that is to create a staycation, but we're going to call it a playcation. We will play some great songs and music and just get away virtually. A virtual getaway, and I think that'll be something. How's that? So we'll work on that one. My other favorite on this, what they say start on this list is to start doing yoga. I'm not so much a yoga person, but I will apply that to roller skating or, you know, walking or some form of exercise. It says here, drink up. Now, they don't say what, but I'm taking it's not alcohol. So
yeah,
I'm sure they mean
on the list they said cut down. So
no alcohol, right? So this must mean water. We'll take that. You know, do you get to drink like 8 glasses of water a day, Mary?
Do not. I just try to stay hydrated and listen to my body.
Yes.
But
awesome.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah, and that'll keep you busy running. You know where. Okay.
Talk about travel.
Right, exactly. And here it says consider therapy. At least they don't insist on it here. So they do use the word consider therapy. Therapy is always great and can help everybody. Also on the list, interestingly enough, and I hadn't thought of this, Mary Reed Johnson, but it says volunteer. So, you know, I think this is very interesting. So volunteer, put forth effort. As you said, Mary, early on this segment, which is to lead in with helping folks out there, and that's really something great.
And on this list, yes, it mentions earlier to read and read more books and all of that, but also it says to listen to novels, not just read a novel, but to listen to novels. And I think that is great.
Yeah.
You know, Audible has a lot of that. I myself will be out with my own brand new audio version of How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. You guys know my book that's out there right now.
And exciting.
It is exciting, yes. And this is actually a good time to kind of bring everybody up to speed. If you have just joined us, if you've just tuned in, I'm Carrie Hines, and I'm with Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart, and we are taking a look at the resolutions, the general resolutions that are out there that most people are looking to make or will be making or have stated. And so my very merry guest, yes, my very special guest, to help us with this breakdown of the list is Mary Reed Johnson from Hairhead Heart. Mary, what can you tell us quickly as we take a little break here in the middle of our wonderful resolutions to talk about Hairhead Heart? What can you tell us quickly about Hairhead Heart?
Well, we are on the grow, transitioning to another level. And I'm going to say, wait a little while longer, but I'm biting and eating my elephant even as we speak. So I'll have more to report very soon.
Well, listen, we are going to tell folks, you guys, please remember to visit our website. Stay connected at HAIRadio.com. That's Hair Radio with just one R. Again, www.hairadio.com. There's a tab there, a fan page tab right at the top. Takes you to all kinds of wonderful information. While you're there, you can read and see the latest that's happening right here at the Hair Radio Network. So we are so excited about that. Well, as the resolutions continue, one of mine that's on this list that is just amazing, and that's lifting weight. So, of course, and that's exactly what I want to do today. I'm going in there and lift weights. I built a gym here in my house. So this year, you know, with our wonderful resolutions, we're going to aim to use that. And it says here one new exercise is on the list, decorate with family. Doing things with your family, to me that seems that should be pretty high on the list. Is it on your list as well, Mary?
It wasn't, but that's because I'm already doing that.
Okay.
But I think it's an excellent thing to do, for sure.
Awesome. On this list, this is a surprise. Sanitize your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Yeah, I like that.
If you get breakouts and you don't know why, it's probably your phone. I mean, the masks are already a thing, but your phone doesn't.
Yes, you're right. Now, here on this list, folks, it says try hydrotherapy. Now, hydrotherapy, to me, that's water, involving water. Hydro always means water. That's why studying all these prefixes and things as a kid has paid off, Mary Reed Johnson, coming to radio. Okay, so that's a good one. Delegate more chores. Well, for me, since I only have my little doggy Peppy, if I'm delegating chores, I have nobody else to delegate them to. But if you do, please, it takes it off your, you know, off your plate. Donate old clothes to charity.
Sure,
that's
go
a
back
great one.
To delegate?
Sure.
Even in your business, you don't have to do it all alone. You share, you know, the responsibility. And
Mary, I think you're going away a little bit. One more time.
Oh. I said, even if you're, if you're a single at home or whatever, doesn't mean that you're not running businesses. So in your business even, make sure you delegate responsibilities. You don't have to complete and do everything by yourself. Share.
Exactly. That's a really good tip. Thank you. Explore new hobbies. We've kind of been talking about that along the way this particular segment. Invest in your skincare. Don't forget your skin, folks, or your skin will forget about you. That's what I always say. Play upbeat music. We do that right here on the Hair Radio Show. We want to jam. And I think that's a great way to stay active and continue on your journey in a good way.
take back your lunch break. So, Mary, do you mm-hmm. carve out a lunch break every day? For those of us who work for ourselves, it's important.
I do. Yes. I've learned to be pretty positively selfish over the years. I will
awesome.
Even close my door to my office if I need to.
Right. Wow, you're good. You're good. All right. I'm loving that. Well, they're on this list. They only have a few more folks, and I think this is great. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm Carrie Hines with Mary Reed Johnson from Hair, Head, Heart, and we are so excited to be reviewing some of the top resolutions that we either are making or want to make or would like to make, and more importantly, like to keep. So I think this mm-hmm. list has been absolutely amazing. So some of the other items that are on here, what I do love about that, we mentioned about the lunch break, and I think this is nice. Take back your lunch break. I love that. Write to yourself. How nice is that? I love to write. Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing on my list. I write to myself. I write to everybody. I do one
nice.
Thing at a time. I think you mentioned about focusing. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Focus on that one thing at a time. That'll take you far. Take more walks. None of us walk enough. Well, I think that would be great to get out and walk more. Go to bed on time. These are some hot ones. And this one that I hate to do, make your bed. You okay? All right. More compliments.
If I had an unusual hobby that I could make money off of, it'd be bed making. I can take 20 minutes easily just for fun, try a new fold on my sheets and stuff.
Oh, well, you can have that, yes, and I'll pay whatever you'd like. More compliments was next on the list. More compliments. It doesn't say whether you want to give them or receive them, though, but that's on the list. Mm. Learning a new skill, we talked about that a little bit. Adding more citrus, which is a great full of vitamin C to your diet there, doing your mm-hmm. best. And the final one, which I love this, it's setting your mind for something mm-hmm. new. And that is a great mm-hmm. way to end that. So that's resolutions. That's the list that you guys have to check out. Again, it's at hairradio.com. Go to hairadio.com. It's been my pleasure. My absolute pleasure to have Mary Reed Johnson go through this list and to break it all down as well. Mary, thank you. Any last words you'd like to share with everybody?
I just have to thank you, which is on the list, more compliments to you, because you do make the world a better place.
Oh, thank you, Mary Reed Johnson of Hair, Head, Heart. Likewise. And remember to listen to the Hair Radio Morning Show weekdays at Hair Radio. And go to our website at hairadio.com and stay in touch. Stay connected with all the latest happenings. Again, I'm Carrie Hines. It's been my pleasure on Resolution.
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless. So do you.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
to Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday morning, December 8th of 2023. It's about 8:43 if you're on the East Coast, 7:43 for those of you in the Central Time Zone. Let me bring to the line my co-star. You guys know Michael Hopkins. He's the VTR, that's Vet Talk Radio host. Tuesday mornings at 8:30, you can catch his wonderful show that helps veterans with navigating the claims process. And so much more to chat with Michael about as we roll into the weekend. So Michael Hopkins down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Again, happy Friday to you.
Oh, yes, and sir. Happy Lizzo. Friday to you,
again,
too.
We played just a touch of Lizzo in there as well. So really good stuff. So, it's been an awesome show and just kind of rolling on down. And, you know, folks at Kerry, how do you, Nicole Marie, and Michael do this broadcast every day for 3 hours every morning?
Yep.
Tuesday mornings, Wednesday mornings, Thursday mornings, Friday mornings, we're on the show. And it means I got to get up at 4 in the morning, work on broadcasts, choose what music playlists we'll have, what guests will feature, the topics of conversation, whether it's something that's in the news or something that's on the side of the news or something that we're excited about here. You know, so I do want to touch on one thing, Michael, and that is I forgot to mention it. We have a special schedule coming up because of the Christmas holiday. So I thought we should talk about that. Michael Hopkins. Let me see. So, yeah, so today's what? Friday, December 8th, 2023.
Oh.
It's our show number 931, like I mentioned when we came back in after the song break. Well, listen, we have one more week that will be on the air. So 1 week from today will be Friday, December 15th, God willing. And that'll be our last show for the Christmas holiday. So we'll be off celebrating Christmas during that following. Hold on. Let me take a close look. No, we actually go all the way to the 22nd, Michael. We have
sounds good
weeks.
So far. Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Man,
sounds good
me.
So far.
I think I saw somebody tweet. Our last day will be Friday, December 22nd. That will be live. And then we're off, of course, for the Christmas holiday. We come back. We come back on like the, and then we're off, and then we come back New Year's Eve on the 31st. So, and
wow.
That'll be a nighttime special. So, yeah,
oh,
we're going to be off.
Be
and then, and then after that New Year's Eve special, we'll be returning to regular broadcasting on Wednesday, the 3rd of January, 2024. So, we're off Christmas week. So the actual week of Christmas, we're off that whole Monday through Friday, and we don't return until New Year's Eve on the 31st at night. And then after that, we are off until Wednesday. So a few days later, we come back in. So it's going to be busy. We'll make sure that you're aware of our schedule. We'll keep it posted. Make sure you follow us on social media so you know what's going on. And Michael, speaking of which, I don't know if you saw that New Year's Eve special that was posted to Facebook and all over the place. It has complete details about our coming up celebration that, again, will be December 31st. That's a Sunday night. We're going to be on a Sunday night live, just like Dick Clark used to do it. We're counting down to the new year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You need to join us. Yeah. The show starts at 10 o'clock at night. Again, we'll be live. 9:30, we're kicking off with the red carpet at 9:30 that night. And they're going special hosts. So we always get somebody to host our red carpet. We call it our radio red carpet because it'll be folks participating with the next couple of hours that we'll be on. So we'll be on from 10 until 12:30. In the morning. So after the new year comes in, we still got 30 more minutes. So we call it, we got the red carpet to start, and then we'll be rolling up that red carpet after midnight. So I call it going to bed. But normally do, I love the show. I have this ritual here, Michael, where I get some wonderful champagne. I've got crackers and cheese, my favorite little snacks, some fruit.
Oh, wow.
Great.
Like you're rolling.
Oh, I have the ball. and I'm on the air chatting with everybody, and I just love it. It's a blast. And I do. I love it. It's great because what it does, historically I'd be here by myself and I would just be kind of, oh, it's too bad I can't go out, da-da-da-da-da. And I started realizing that it was more important to share our wonderful time. I had time to spend, and I have a platform that we can use to bring people together who are in their homes, who don't want to go out, who still want to celebrate and be connected. And that's what this radio show is all about anyway. But more importantly, particularly during the holiday season, where so many folks are kind of dealing and coping with stressful situations, they're all by themselves. And so I can certainly understand, and I want to remind folks, you ain't alone. And ain't is a colloquialism,
yes,
but I'm going to use it
anyway.
You ain't alone. We're here
together.
We're going to get through this holiday period, and I'm just excited. So our celebration kicks off again at 9:30 that night with a red carpet, a radio red carpet. That goes till 10 o'clock. And then at 10, we start the show, Michael. The show is going to run till 12:30 in the morning. So we're counting down to the new year, kind of like Dick Clark. A lot of you are maybe a bit young, but Dick Clark used to do this special every year.
Yes,
he did. We love him so much. He created this format for us to follow. So we're going to be carrying on in that game.
What did they call him, Carrie? The world's oldest teenager?
Yeah, well, for many years, that's the reason they called Dick that is because he really looked the same for years.
He
changed very little. He aged gradually. And even after he had been debilitated, he was still out there on the air. He was such a go-getter and a person who believed in just using his communication gifts as he did, and he connected the world, and so we love it. I have a big, folks like all these great masters of broadcasting, which is what I call them. So I'll probably do something where we're paying attention to the masters, folks like Barbara Walters. Folks like Larry King, Don Lemon, even from CNN, just master broadcasters.
Oh,
people
very
who really
much so.
Are out there. Oprah Winfrey.
Beautiful communication skills, Gary.
So we'll kind of look at something like that and kind of put that into to being. So, the Hair Radio Morning Show, if you are not listening, then I'm afraid you don't know what's going on.
pretty much, Gary. You're not listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. No, you're kind of lost in the sauce, as we used to call it back in the day.
Oh, well, what folks say.
Yeah.
So we want you to tune in. We're here 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, Tuesday mornings, Wednesday mornings, Thursdays, and, of course, Friday mornings, for a new live broadcast of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, today was our show number 931. We started the week at show number 928, the ninth for the Vet Talk series for season 3 on Michael's side. And for the Hair Radio Morning Show, again, we started the week at 928. It was an incredible broadcast that included some talk on vet We talked about that. It was on tinnitus and the your wrap-up series on the overlooked tinnitus claims. So really good stuff. That went on to feature, I think we had on Wayne Smith this week.
Very much
so. We had some folks from the Natural Hair Festival. We're covering a lot of that content. And we talked a lot about, Nicole Marie did a great job with the Hope of the Day each broadcast. She returned to the airwaves during our mid-show live chat. I thought it was great. We had great music playlists each day. So, Michael, what did you have any favorite moments? Was there anything that kind of stuck out with you this week?
Wow, Carrie, I true confessions here. I enjoyed when you ran the vet talk. You know, kind of. It blew me away because I always have a great time doing the Vet Talk radio shows. I have a great time being informative to the vets. And you caught me on that one because I wasn't expecting that. And
I figured we would catch you on that vet talk. Was there anything outside of your veterans stuff that you, which is great content, that we air in the Wave community, that also kind of ran in Michael's crowd. What else, Michael?
I can tell you one person I love hearing. I love hearing Maggie Anderson. I love what she says, and it inspires me. It really does, what she's saying. It inspires me to do my very best for our community. That's what
Tell the folks that they're just tuning in. They've never heard of Maggie Anderson.
Maggie Anderson advocates for the black for the black community with the hair and the beauty, and just showing who is really presenting these things in our community and why we as African Americans should have our own, and we should be supporting ourselves. That's what I love about her message. I really love that
message. Thank you for that, and that's why I run that every single solitary day on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's become a staple. You know that if there's that if the Hair Radio Morning Show is on, so is Maggie Anderson's wonderful clip. And I believe in all of that. I believe that we can support our community, and we're going to continue
to. It's just so timeless, Karen. What she's saying is so timeless.
It's relevant, and it needs to happen right away.
Very much so.
As you can see, we've kind of gone through a lot of influx, a lot of change, and we need to really be on top of that. I also want to remind folks, like you've been saying,
politically, this is a critical time in our nation. 2024 is a very critical time. As you so eloquently put it, we have folks that, you know, in this political process, for all intents and purposes, they should not be there, period. They should
We're going to move that new conversation to next week where we can explore them.
But I just
want to remind everybody to definitely tune in and help support the Hair Radio Morning Show. Reach out to us.
Very much so.
It's important. We need your advertising dollars. We need whether you're going to support the Salon TV Network, Afrolust Magazine, Therapy, the Hair Radio Morning Show, whatever we've got going on, please reach out to us. I do have a new telephone number for you guys, so if you want to grab a pen and paper, some of the recordings you'll hear, we refer to our old 833 number. That number we've changed, and we have a new number. The new telephone number is 862. Okay, so it's 862-277-0686. So again, it's 862-277-0686. You're able to leave a message there if you'd like. Anytime, day or night, we are always going to be able to assist you. So that's really great.
And it's just been an incredible time. And I just got to say thank you to all the fans, our sponsors.
Very much so,
folks, you know, who help us. Again, it's so, so important and critical for just everybody to continue what we're doing and just be there for the Hair Radio Morning Show so we can be there for you. And that's
very
really it.
So.
Nicole Marie, great job on all her work that she's doing in the community and on the broadcast. And Michael, same thing with you and Vet Talk Radio Show. And just shouting out to you down in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, and I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And we've just been killing it here. And all the fans, every which way. So,
yes, sir. You know, it's just so incredible, Carrie. This whole week was just so incredible. I love this whole week. And it just, it's the dedication that we have here at the Hair Radio Morning Show and with Vet Talk Radio. We're just dedicated to you, our fans out there. And, you know, we do a lot behind the scenes just to make sure that this broadcast gets on the air.
Well, Michael,
and,
on that note,
you know,
here
yes.
is our outro. We'll see you back here on Tuesday, folks. Make it a good weekend.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and